Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Binge on your favourite shows with no contract.
One other tiny little bit before we continue. Trish,
yeah?
On the 16th of February in the year 2019, the Lord blessed everybody with the news that Shawn Mendes is a new underwear model.
Somebody grab a bucket. Honestly.
A bucket.
He is.
A mop.
In the puddle. He is unbelievable.
Hang on a second.
Does
anybody else hear what I'm hearing?
Drool, Vinny.
Drool. She's talking about drool. That's what she's talking about. Yeah, he's the new Calvin Klein underwear model.
Like, he's blessed us. We are living amongst blessed times.
Get up, woke up this morning. Eat breakfast with Niall, Vinny and Trish.
They're bringing breakdancing into the Olympics, potentially.
What?
Yeah.
What a load of rubbish.
Dancing, it's not a sport.
Don't be jumping down now. 2024 for the Paris Olympics, and the International Olympic Committee has backed the inclusion of four sports proposed by them. The four sports, including surfing, skateboarding and sport climbing, and of course breakdancing. And the organisers said they want to deliver games that were in keeping with the times and inspiring new audiences and attracting young people. I think this is great news. This is finally something in the Olympics that I could have a go at and potentially do well at.
I could not have a go at it.
I could. Just breakdancing, yeah, body pop.
Okay. Your crusty robot there is not hip hop.
Hang on now, wait. Would you get up off the floor? You're a grown man.
I could definitely do this. Yeah. I could definitely do it.
Wake up. That's what I like. The Beat Breakfast Crew.
Have you got something for us?
Yeah, movie news. Chris Hemsworth is going to play Hulk Hogan in a biopic.
Okay, I can kind of see that, I suppose.
He's a big
Chris
dude.
Hemsworth.
Thor.
Oh, no.
If he can play Thor, he can play Hulk.
Yeah, but Hulk is... Yeah, no. I feel like Chris is more along the lines of like dapper handsome. You know, Hulk Hogan is throwing things. Not Chris Hemsworth. No.
Well, I'll call up the director then and tell him to call the whole thing off.
Because
Trish says no.
She can't see it. Yeah. He can't play any role that's not a Norse god.
Oh, yeah exactly.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Our email address is talk@beat102103.com and we'd love to hear from you. This is an email that came in over the weekend. It's from a girl. It says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast. I have a dilemma. Since I moved in with my boyfriend to our first house just under a year ago, I've discovered that he's a bit of a hoarder.
Ooh.
He's taken over one of the bedrooms with all manner of junk that he's transported from his mother's house. It seems like he arrives with new boxes every week.
Oh, no.
The worst is his magazine collection. He's a huge collection of old soccer and music magazines that take up half the room. Now, I don't understand the point in keeping them, and I keep pleading with him to get rid of them. He also has hundreds and hundreds of CDs, and let's be honest, they're obsolete nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
He could listen to any of them on Spotify, which would take up a lot less space in the house. I could really do with some new space for clothes in the spare room, but his hoarding means I can't.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything I can do here? I was thinking of just packing up the car and dumping a load of stuff into a charity shop or skip. Any advice?
Oh. Hey! Give me the floor here.
Okay,
take the floor.
You
take
have
the floor.
It.
What you should do, right? What you should do is, fill up the car full of stuff.
Yeah.
Bring them away to the charity shop or the dump. I don't know. Do that, and then you will magically, within an hour, have the whole house to yourself, because he will have dumped your arse. Like he should do.
Ooh.
Throwing out another man's life savings.
Yeah, that's his life in a room
CDs
there.
CDs though, Vinny. I mean, who needs them anymore?
Oh, for God's sake, you're such a millennial.
I know, but you know, I understand maybe a few. A whole room full.
Yes, a whole room full.
No, I feel like I agree with this girl. Sometimes you need a good woman to come in and do a clear out.
Spring clean.
A big spring clean. A half a room full of CDs. Come on. Spotify is there. You can stream. YouTube.
You don't
need it all.
It's like a psychologist has come in and told her the words to trigger me. Because what you're saying right now is so objectionable.
To each their own. I just think this poor girl, they've moved into a new house. Fresh start. I'm not saying don't have a few. Pick a couple that you love that are classics.
But
you don't need half a room.
You're allowed. Imagine.
A couple of classics.
Imagine. Look, we don't have room for five children. We're going to pick a couple of our favourites.
You're comparing children to CDs.
Yes, I am.
They're not the same thing, hon.
It's
not the same thing at all.
He has spent a lifetime, like me, I've spent a lifetime buying CDs. I don't buy nearly as many as I used to, but I have boxes. In fact, I am moving house at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the second time in less than 2 years. Now, the last time I got rid of so much stuff, mostly clothes, just knickknacks, like kind of just junk, right?
Yeah.
But one thing I've never done in my entire life is thrown out a CD or thrown out a certain music magazine. I have a decade's worth of
is
magazines.
Is this about you?
It could be, actually.
Is this some of your business?
It better not be, because we spent the whole weekend feckin' moving them from one house to another.
Well, she's planning to throw them out, Finny.
She knows. There's CDs, that's thousands of euros worth of life savings.
But
that's,
it's more than the money. It's what they mean
memories.
To him. Every CD means something to him.
You're never going to listen to those CDs. You are.
Yes, you are.
Are you really? I don't believe you. I think if you're listening to music nowadays, you're probably listening to it on your phone or off your laptop. You're not listening to any of those CDs. But it's junk.
But that's because he hasn't had the play. No, he thinks he's moving into a new house. All he needs is shelving. And he can pick one out.
They
pick
don't
one out,
have any shelving. She has one room and he's using it for his clutter.
Well, yeah, but she wants to get her clutter in there, you know?
Clothes isn't clutter, guys.
Clothes isn't clutter.
You do not need all the clothes you have.
Clothes go out of date. Music does not.
CDs have gone out of date.
No.
Keep up with the times.
Not if you have a CD player.
Okay. We're having a very heated convo here in the studio this morning. How do you feel about this? If you were either the girl or the guy in this situation, what side would you take?
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Now, right, we're getting heated on this one this morning.
Very heated.
Couple move in together. I presume it's your standard, maybe it's a 3-bed SME, small house. They've got their lovely master bedroom. They probably have one room which is for guests who come and stay a weekend. Mm. And then there's the spare room. And there's a battle of the sexes as to which one gets most of the space in that room. And at the moment, the guy is winning in this dilemma because he's transported so much stuff from his mother's house. Stuff she didn't even know he had. Mm. Piles of magazines going back to 1992 of soccer. What are they? Match and Score or whatever they're called. Smash hits, hot shoot. Presses, shoots.
Shoot magazine, yeah.
Music magazines. And then the CDs arrived. Oh my God, this guy spent a lot of money on CDs. Hundreds of them.
In fact, years ago, when I moved from Wex originally, I remember boxes of soccer magazines did go out because I figured, look, you can't keep those forever.
Hmm.
I regret that.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah. I can see the pain in your eyes.
Now, though,
sadness in his eyes.
Is it just to collect it?
What would I have done with that now?
Like
20?
What?
Like 20, they were probably from the mid-90s.
He would have done the crosswords again.
You would just enjoy
scanning through it.
Scanning
something
through
that you've seen years ago.
Bringing up the memories
she
you had.
She just doesn't get it, does she?
No, I don't get it with these soccer magazines and no.
It doesn't have to be a soccer magazine. I have years worth of music magazines, but CDs as well. It's like there's memories associated with every single one of those.
I figure, girly, what you need to start doing is...
She's got a theory, right? She's got this plan.
He doesn't know how many he has there, right? Little by little, you start getting rid of one or two. Five here, five there, five here. Before you know it, you'll have a clean shelf and he won't even know. He's not going in there every day to go check and count. He'll never listen to those again. Probably in the next 10 years. You wouldn't, if a few of yours disappeared right now, Vinny, you would have no idea.
Not today, but eventually.
How many years? You don't check off.
As soon as he goes looking for that particular one that you've got rid of. But like, put it back to you and to the, hopefully this guy is listening too. If we were to go in and just take three tops, two skirts and a pair of shoes every weekend, it'd take a while for you to notice because you've so much clothes.
Clothes are worth more and I would know if
really
my
not.
Shoes went missing.
And then top from Penny's is not the same as buying an album from a CD shop.
Anything I'm keeping for years are obviously vintage pieces that are worth a lot of money.
These are vintage
your CDs
pieces.
That you picked
they're
up
vintage
for.
Pieces.
CDs are vintage.
Okay, let me get through some of the reaction coming in via WhatsApp. I love that this woman wants you to throw your stuff so she can hoard her dresses that she won't wear again because she has the pics on social media of her in it. Truth. It's grand. I'll throw out my stuff or your stuff. Ask her to throw out the dress for you to have more room and watch her reaction. A lot of that coming in the text line. Guys, this is my boyfriend. We moved in together lately and he's numerous signed soccer player photos in massive frames.
Good man.
Amazing. And every single children's book known to man. Oh. He's 23. I've suggested making a games room where we can hang the photos up, but no, he wants them in a box making a mess. Oh, he wouldn't want them on display with dust on them. He likes to keep them packed
in
away. Throwing out CDs is like throwing out photo albums. They can never be replaced, says Karen.
Very true.
Go on eBay.
Is she for real? If a girl dumped my things, then she would be dumped along with them. Come on, Trish, get real, get with us. And
it's
another
just
one
CDs,
here.
CDs, guys. I think if it was something else, you were, you know, you could convince me if it was something else. But like maybe your soccer jerseys. I wouldn't throw those out because I know those are worth a little bit more. But CDs aren't worth anything now.
Well, that's because you put no very little value on them, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
But other people would have higher value on them. Oh, to be honest, I'm kind of at the point where they're taking up too much space, and I could get rid of a lot of CDs.
Yeah.
You know. Because I have digitized. I've digitalized my music. I have it on a hard drive. Okay, let's go to the phones on this. Hey, Tara, how are you?
Hiya.
Hey, now, what's the story? What do you think of this dilemma?
Well, I think that she's kind of being a bit, like, selfish. Mm. Like, cause she has all the clothes herself.
Yeah.
And maybe she's, like... But on the other hand, maybe the lad might... He might just want to keep his... CDs and stuff, maybe like for the future, because it might become more valuable in the future.
True.
And he might be like keeping them.
Yeah, well, the reality is, come here now, Tara. The chances of the CDs becoming more valuable are probably greater than the chances of the clothes becoming more valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
But come here from
maybe he's holding on to them for like funds for a future family with her or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Completely. From a girl's point of view, would you even dare fill up the car and dump them without even saying them? Would you be expected to be dumped yourself after that?
No, I'd have to say it to him first.
Mm.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, thanks for that, Tara. Have a good morning. Okay, one last line here from Lisa. Draw a line down the middle of the room and each does whatever they want in their own half.
Oh, that's
might be
weird.
A compromise.
Yeah.
Might be.
Beat Breakfast with Niall, Vinny and Trish. Let's go.
Very quickly on this, bad mood triggers first thing. Lads, waking up to a text or an email, either giving you extra jobs today or telling you that something you'd already organised has unravelled and now you've got to fix it first thing.
Yeah, I think the French had it right. Checking work emails outside of office hours.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
no to that.
It's
no.
It's not even that. It's when you get to your desk and you open your email and then you see, oh, sorry, that meeting that you had planned for 10 a.m, you'll have to rearrange that because Padjo can't make it or whatever.
I think the secret is just be prepared for bad stuff to happen.
Prepare
as soon as
for your day to be shite,
yeah,
and then you won't be disappointed.
This is what I always say. Have no expectations. You know?
Okay, let me get through a few of the bits coming in then. Lads, the neighbour's cat coming in to fight with my cat's rage, says Angry Ann. Also, the worst thing, says Emin Dungarvan, is when you have to get up and there's someone in the bed beside you snoring their head off and the rest of the house is asleep too, and you'd be thinking, what am I doing wrong that they're all in bed and I'm the eejit getting up? Hands down the worst.
Did you ever wonder why it is that heavy snorers are the ones who go to sleep first?
Like it is cruel.
If you had fallen asleep, you'd be grand.
What else we got? Going out the front door this morning, my neighbour's dog was out, frightened the child be barking, and then I caught my finger in the door and my finger bruised and swollen. Guys, Niall, I'm foul mood in the morning. A dangerous combination of a 38-week pregnant mammy walking into the kitchen every morning and feeling like I'm stuck in a time warp. Yeah. Dirty dishes all over
and they're
snoozing away in their beds.
9 times 4 is 36 and you're 38.
Yeah, she's gone over obviously by 2 weeks.
Steer clear.
Right, let's go to Joe, who's on line one. Joe, how are you this morning? Are you in a fowler?
Terrible start to the morning.
What happened?
Well, I'm going to blame Edward for this now. I hope he's listening. But we're selling calves here this morning and I was just told to go to the market. So I went to the Carnew, which we are closest one. But
okay.
I'm sitting in the back of the queue and in Enniscorthy Mart at the minute. So
you brought the calves to Carnew, but you were meant to be in Enniscorthy at the Mart.
Yeah.
Is Carnew even open today?
Nope.
Oh. Are you there on your own with the poor cow? Oh, no.
Now, for those unfamiliar, how much of a drive is Carnew to Enniscorthy these days?
About half an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was the wasted time that made you now be at the back of the queue that has you frustrated.
Do you even get a cup of tea at the Mart anymore? Is there even some refreshments to be gotten inside the gate?
Well, not the back of the queue anyway.
No.
All right, Joe, listen, we'll sort him with something to cheer him up this morning. Let me get through a few more of these. Lads, I'm like a dog here. I woke up from a message from my boss to tell me the electric sander is broke. Oh. So we're expected to sand the panels by hand this morning, says Rowley in Carrick.
Lovely.
Keith was on, Niall, Vinnie and Trish. I'm in fair foul mood. First off, the wages are not in the bank they were supposed to be in yesterday evening.
No.
Second, I work 60 kilometres from home and I only have 54k till empty in the tank. And the officer who's supposed to take over from me is late, from a very bad mood person.
Go home. Go home.
Wait, he wants to go home. He doesn't have enough petrol and he hasn't been paid. Stop rubbing it in, will you?
That's a terrible one. So what's it called? Give him some money. How do you do it? Forward it.
I'm not giving anybody money.
Union. Get him home.
Well, there's only 6K. He could bike it or walk.
Oh.
Right, let's go back to the phones. Hi, Aaron. How's the form?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Good. That's what we like to hear. Now, is this just because of stuff that's happened already this morning?
Yeah. Do you know the old usual?
One.
Pop out of bed this morning. Don't want to get up. Yeah. Itchy uniform, which is terrible.
Itchy uniform.
What kind of uniform is it?
Well, got a work pants now and an old shirt and that. So.
You need to change the washing powder, probably. What happened next?
Out the door, straight into a big puddle and that. So.
Are the socks wet?
Soaked. I had to go back in and change them. And then I went in.
God.
I decided then, it's on my boots. My boots are still soaked now, so I have a big soggy boot going around for the day.
You want to tell work to get you better quality footwear?
Yeah. Aaron, you got in the car. What happened with the water?
Do you hop in there? Just before I get in, can't you close the door?
Yeah.
And all the rain has all stopped on top of the car and stuff.
Yeah.
And it just leaks in, dribbles down all over the arm, all over the leg, and it just.
Aaron, would you not just be tempted to get back into bed?
I was going to, but...
Trek on.
You're a trooper, Aaron. You're a trooper. Listen, well done to you, sir. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. We might sort him with a prize pack this morning just because he's such a bad run of it.
You deserve it, man.
Oh, everyone's just so bad today, aren't they?
Everyone's in a foul. Read out that text.
Which one? Oh, the latest one.
Yeah.
Lads, pregnancy is 40 weeks, you feckin' wagons.
Do you think I care?
You were doing with your 9 before and all that.
All I know is 9 months pregnancy, 4 weeks in a month, 9 fours.
But it's
36.
Not exactly 4 weeks in every month. You should know that, Vincent. You should know that. He's in a fowler.
I don't care.
I need to try to cheer people up. So I've got 30 seconds of this to try and get everyone a bit lifted this morning. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it together. Everybody, is this going to help, do you think?
This could go either way.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
You can't stick to this one.
Yes, you can. One more time. Here we go.
Really,
if that doesn't cheer you up, I don't know what will. Okay, on that note.
Wake up. This was Alex. The Beat Breakfast Crew.
I'm nothing if not a fashion icon.
Oh, right.
actually, I need some help. That's I really do, you know. I mean, I'm grand, like, but I was reading some stuff online and they were talking about, you know, the way girls can wear certain things. And they'll guarantee to get guys' attention. Like some guys say leggings on a girl. You have to, your head turns and you stare when a girl's wearing sexy leggings. Or, you know, the little black dress that all girls have can look really well.
But
the question is, what about guys? And I'd like to ask the ladies of the Southeast this morning, what is something that guys wear that will attract your attention in terms of clothing, shoes?
The first thing that comes to mind. Oh, Vinny had something to say there.
No, I was just saying, I'm waiting for my eyes to be opened this morning.
I am too. Yeah. I'm hoping that it'll give some tips to all the men of the Southeast.
And my eyes have already been opened.
Trish set her jaws on the floor a little bit when I posed this question. So go on then, hon.
I think every woman will agree with me when I say those grey tracksuit bottoms. I don't know what it is, if it's the illusion of what it creates, you know, in your mind.
She's skirting around the issue here. Yeah, the illusion of the bulge, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Le Grand Bulge. I think I ate there once.
No, these pants are perfect.
Because like some people say tracksuit ends. Tracksuit ends, Trish. That's
no.
Just tracksuit ends.
I'm not talking about the shell suit, no, that's like shiny.
Yeah,
these are the grey ones. Kind of maybe fit on the bum nicely.
Mm.
And fit around the right areas. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the tight leg or anything. Just baggy. It's a bit loose, you know.
We might have to tweet a picture of
I will. I will.
Trish's favourite tracksuit ends.
I just think it. Yeah, yeah. I'm already imagining.
You keep making the shape of buttocks in your hands.
Because you can't actually see it, but it just makes everything look well.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever seen a grey tracky bottoms on any man and it doesn't look well.
Well, that's because I've never worn a pair. If I walked in wearing those, I would ruin your life.
Okay, interesting. I put that right there on the top of the list, grey tracksuit ends. Yeah, because what we'll do is, if we do a little list, maybe I could wear them all in one go and we can take a picture, yeah. Right?
Okay.
So, we've been talking about this for the last few minutes on the show, that it's well known that girls can wear certain things that will get guys' attention, you know, that kind of way. But if we turn it on its head, what is something that guys wear that will attract your attention? Just want to test the waters out in a couple of these with you, Trish. What about a tux?
Oh, you can't.
Every guy looks great in a tux, don't they?
Every single one. Yeah. Even just a nice suit. Yeah. It doesn't have to necessarily be a tuxedo. Yeah. I just think even a suit jacket over something cash can still dress it up. It's about looking suave and dapper. Mm. What girl doesn't like that?
There was quite a few people in the official survey answered a nice watch. What do you think about a watch on a guy?
I don't know. There's something kind of very... is it authoritative about it? I do love a good watch as well. When you look at a man's hand, because there's something about a man's hand that's very masculine looking.
Forearms.
You know, yeah, it's just, it's strong.
I feel like I'm the exception to all of these rules.
I don't think so. You've got nice hands, Vinny.
Well, I've got.
You'd never wear a watch.
A good hand model.
Yeah, so I think that's it. It's just the masculine look about it.
This is an interesting one about something where it was like, somebody said it's less of attracting attention, more of keeping attention once it's there. But it applies to guys and girls, but in particular guys. Lip care, staying hydrated, not using lip balm when they're dry, because people will look at your lips if they're interested in you, and you got to make those lips look like something they want.
I mean, that's just an obvious one. You don't want to have dry, crusty lips if you're
It's winter time. It's February. People have chapped lips.
Yeah, there's Vaseline. Just put a little dab. It's all
look,
good.
Look, watch.
Oh, Vinny comes from Beard.
Yes,
it is. Excellent. That's
his
a
upper
man right
pocket,
there.
Ready to go.
That's my Vaseline pocket.
And one more. Behave.
He's so bold.
One more. Something you wear, a really good smelling cologne or aftershave.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I start grinning like an idiot when I walk past a guy who smells really good. I used to work with a guy who always smelled amazing, and every time he was in close proximity to me, I just wanted to bury my face in his chest.
My God.
I mean, yeah. I walk into studio and I know when
she'll
guys...
comment. She goes, Winnie's wearing something different this morning.
Yeah.
Was it?
I just know there's something so comfortable about a nice smelling man. Oh, yeah. It's just lovely. A nice cologne mixed with your own natural, you know, odeur. Scent.
Odeur.
It's always nice.
Odenial. And of course
Odenial.
Trisha's initial answer, if you're just joining us, by the way, of the number one thing a guy can wear to attract attention is those kind of grey tracksuit ends that show it all off. Well, you're not alone on that. There's girls agreeing with you on that.
Of course.
Sweatpants, are they not?
Yes, sweatpants. That's it. Yeah. But I just think there is just something about those that no girl can, you know, you can't help but look.
No way she's looking, all right.
If only this was a late night show.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Big blockbusters such as The Greatest Showman and bingeable box set Modern Family.